Let me begin by congratulating my colleague, Director General Jose Graziano da Silva and FAO for again giving the Rome community the opportunity to come together to highlight and commemorate the importance of our coordinated investment and support for developing sustainable food security and nutrition around the global world. Excellencies, allow me to also support what others have already stated about the fully functioning food systems and their essential requirement in our agreed and achievable goal of zero hunger in our lifetimes. We depend on strong food systems to lead healthy and active lives. Food systems are dynamic. They rely upon both traditional as well as modern agricultural techniques. As also noted by others, healthy food systems encompass a wide range of activities from production to processing to consumers. We must also recognize that as we gather here today, as we gather as a well-nourished community commemorating another World Food Day, we have the luxury of depending upon a fully functioning food system that provides us with access to nutritious, diverse foods, fully meeting our dietary needs. And some would say, for many of us, providing more than what we need. Yet, we must also recognize, as so many others today have noted, that though today's food systems are functioning, they are not functioning for everyone, because 1 in 8 people fail to access the necessary food and nutrition required to lead a healthy and productive life. But as Kanayo Nwanze has noted, there is good news. Progress has been made. We are reducing the number of undernourished people. The numbers that were released 2 weeks ago with the SOFI acknowledge this, that we can achieve the goal of zero hunger, that establishing effective and fair food systems that enable everyone to access healthy diets is achievable, but that it also requires the public will that so many have noted. But the difference is being made. As Dr. Graziano da Silva noted, 62 countries have achieved the Millennium Development Goal of reducing hunger by half. But that, again, requires our collective action to strengthen and reform the food systems, and that it must also, as noted by Her Excellency Minister Nunzio Girolamo, my Italian is brutto, mi apologi, mi dispiace, that we must recognize the critical role of women. Because many food systems throughout the world in both rural and urban areas structurally impede or continue to ignore the participation of women. This cannot continue. Because if we leave women out, we will not achieve our objectives. Women must play and do play almost every role in our food systems, as producers in small farms, as rural caregivers, as food sellers. Yet, we know that women are those who are most denied accesses to resources, most denied accesses to expertise, and too often denied access to adequate education. Empowering women is a must if we are to build sustainable, healthy food systems and seriously tackle the problems of food insecurity and undernutrition. It is not just the right thing to do, it is a requirement to achieve our goals. The UN Secretary General's Zero Hunger Challenge provides us with an overarching vision for eliminating hunger beyond 2015. Sustainable, healthy food systems are at the center of this vision. systems that provide access to diverse foods and nutritious foods, not just traditionally distributed foods, but also culturally, historically important foods, including quinoa, that will ensure no child is stunted, that ensures no person goes to bed undernourished, and that food is 100% available and accessible. Through this vision, we can embrace the possibilities and build all the capacities of all people to a food secure and sustainable, nutrition-filled world. Excellencies. When food systems fail, food assistance protects the most vulnerable and saves lives. Last year, as most of you know, WFP reached almost 100 million of the most vulnerable people in over 80 countries because of crises, shocks, and failures of local food systems. The majority of the people who we serve live in fragile and resource-scarce, degraded environments. Most endure seasonal hunger year on year, year after year. And many more have unmet nutritional needs. More than ever, we respond with specifically tailored programs that address immediate needs while building sustainable and durable household and community food security, helping the most vulnerable not avoid but become more resilient to shocks and crisis. By working with government, civil society, and private sector, modern food assistance can strengthen food systems. For example, cash and voucher programs can provide people with access to local markets, and they also provide incentives and encouragement for food systems to meet the needs of the most vulnerable. As an example, in our Syria response, as a result of the vouchers we distributed to refugees, we are also strengthening the host communities because over $66 million has been invested in Lebanon, $47 million in Jordan, $26 million in Turkey, and $10 million in Iraq, in each of these countries supporting their local retail food systems otherwise challenged by the continuing violence. Strengthening through these investments a key component of the food system. Resilience building activities can lay the foundation for healthy food systems by using food for work and food for assets programs that build market roads, that give smallholders access to markets, develop water catchment basins, that provide women with access to irrigation for livelihood enhancing production, and restoring environmental landscapes that protect soils from erosion. Last year, through WFP supported projects, some 150,000 hectares of land were rehabilitated and 8,000 water points were built. Excellencies, 1/8 of our planet continues to be in a state of food crisis. Building healthy food systems is a crucial step if we are to change this situation. These systems must recognize and empower women, and they must also enable the most vulnerable to access their food needs and build their resilience to shock. Yes, as noted by others today, and as you all know, the tools exist, the knowledge exists. What we need and what we must develop is the global public will to support sustained investment in the country-led strategies that the evidence shows are already making a measurable difference. As Rome-based agencies, we have a special responsibility to provide comprehensive leadership, teaming up with civil society, local businesses, and governments in building food systems to fulfill our vision of a zero-hunger world. Ladies and gentlemen, as we sit here today, we must recognize that commemoration of World Food Day must move beyond this room, must move beyond this city, must move beyond this nation. That if our commitment ends at the door, we cannot achieve the goal. We all must play our roles to ensure that the collection action that is required is performed. that will ensure that we can create the strong food systems that will end hunger in our lifetime for every man, every woman, and every child, wherever they are born, wherever they live, that we are part of the solution. Thank you.